You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10 to 12. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal body. So then, death is working in us, but life in you. This is a very key principle for preaching. Every preacher can only become an effective preacher in the hand of God as he dies daily. Every preacher. The more death works in your life, the more life is produced to those who are listening to you. Sadly, many preachers have rescued themselves from dying daily, and so there is no life any longer being ministered. They are only ministering to the intelligence of men. They are only saying philosophical things. They are not bringing out the life of Jesus. But for us as believers, generally speaking, we must be carrying in our body the dying of Jesus Christ. Did you know that it is death that produces life? When you plant a seed, it dies. Because of death, life comes. There cannot be resurrection life if there was no death. It is death that necessitated the need for resurrection. So it is a consistent principle in life that anywhere you want to have life, there has to be death first. Even in the intimacy between a man and a woman, for a man to produce a new life, he must die. And that's why you will notice that what happens to a man in intimacy is that he becomes so weak, he becomes so tired. Literally speaking, he dies. So that produces life, and a new life can come out of him. There are many things around us that teaches us this principle. So if we want the life of Jesus to flow in abundance, what God has done is that he allows us to carry in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Notice that what we carry about in the body is the dying of the Lord Jesus. In other words, it is a death to self that the Lord Jesus orchestrates for our lives to ensure that we are dead and his life manifests. Let me tell you, when you believe in Jesus Christ and place your faith in him and repent of your sin and you receive the Holy Ghost, the fullness of the life of Jesus is inside of you. How come it does not manifest? You have refused to die to self. The self that you do not die to can never allow the beauty of the life of Jesus to flow. The life of Jesus is there, but that life is being hindered. So if you are not dead to anger, if you are not dead to lying, those things will constitute an hindrance that will not allow the life of Jesus Christ to be seen in you. He said, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. Look at the reason. For Jesus' sake. God will be allowing circumstances and situations and people around your life that will necessitate you dying to self. Sometimes you wish those people are not there, but they will be there because they are not convenient. That circumstance is not convenient for you, but it will bring out the best in you. That person that is troubling you is actually a blessing to you. If the Lord will open your eyes, you will understand. That person may be on your neck, may be frustrating you, but that person is actually an instrument to ensure that the life of Jesus flow out of you. May you receive spiritual understanding and kingdom understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. That is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.